The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's apparent Christmas is here. The main streets across the country are flooded with those who've decided tactically or stupidly to leave their present buying to the very last minute. But for the droves who do line the shop fronts today and tomorrow, what exactly should be looking for? Is it too late to pick up something good, or has everything pretty much sold out? Well, join me now, freelance journalist and last minute shopper herself, Niamh O'Reilly. Niamh, good morning.
Morning.
You are that soldier.
I am that soldier, Pat. I was in Dundrum yesterday, not just by myself, with my two children.
Mistake.
Unavoidable mistake, unfortunately. We had to get something for my six-year-old and he had to be there to get it. So I had to bring the two of them. The schools are off. And it was as awful as it sounds. It was the seventh level of hell. It was so, so busy.
Now, some queues shops, for everything?
Not everything. There were some shops, obviously, that were busier than others. Things like the art and hobby shop, very busy. Bookshops, very busy. The usual sort of suspects. But when I say busy, I mean rammed. I mean bags everywhere, elbows in your face, people sweaty, coats coming on and off, people looking, you know, a little bit like their nerves might be going, and, you know, things were going downhill. So we left at about lunchtime and hightailed it out of there. And I was never so happy to leave a shop as I was, because it was getting so, so busy.
Getting so busy. OK, but you have, although you didn't observe them, some rules that may help you.
They're absolutely. Look, I don't think it's ideal for anybody to be going out today or tomorrow with a big, long list of people to be buying for. But if you ask most people, if you say, are you sorted for your Christmas shopping? They will probably say, do you know, I have a few bits to get.
That's so, me, exactly.
Yes, and yeah. Me too. And I think most listeners will just have one or two things. And do you know why that is, Pat? Because we all have at least one person in our life who is hard to buy for, or who has everything. And those are the sort of tricky people. And if you're anything like me, you leave them till last, because the mindful load of December and the end of November, especially if you have a young family, is crazy. And those people drop out of your mind and you say, I'll do them when I've all the other bits done. So it's today and tomorrow. And you're like, Janie Mac, I've nothing for these people.
So for the person who has everything, what do you buy?
So I think the way to go, there's a couple of things that you probably should and shouldn't get. I think if you're going out today, have a plan in mind. Don't go out blindly into the shops and think, I'll just look around and, you know, see if I might see something. I think that's a bad idea, given how busy the shops are. There's a couple of perennials that work really well. If you want to actually buy a physical something, books are fantastic. I know they can be seen as boring, but in this digital age, for me, I love a book, a brand new book, a hardback. And at this time of year, the bookshops are filled with lovely, you know, biographies and sports books, something for everybody. Mm. And it's a lovely physical gift to give somebody, and any age group, for kids.
And of course, it can say a lot about you. You leave it on the coffee table and they say,
and also,
very impressive.
Yeah, and people mightn't buy those books for themselves.
And then your guest goes over to open the book, and as they open it, it cracks. It has not been opened by the residents in the house.
It's more of a showy off sort of thing. But they are a lovely thing to buy. And books like that, we don't tend to buy ourselves. But I think at this stage in the game, there's going to be a lot of vouchers bought. And there's nothing wrong with that. They can be a little bit impersonal. I think what you should try and do, if possible, is go to the source of where you're getting the voucher, because they're more likely to put it in a gift box or a bag or tart it up in some way, so that it isn't just printed off today or tomorrow and the printing date is on it of the 23rd or 24th of December. There's nothing worse than that. Try not to do that if possible, or blank that out if you can, because that screams last minute.
I mean, there are some who go to a lot of trouble. If you go to buy a gift card in Brown Thomas, for example.
Exactly. They will do a lovely
box
job.
And wrapped in
and
a
that's
ribbon.
That's a really
and all
nice
that.
Thing to get, and it feels very special. So if you can, go to the source for your gift card. But also, you know, if you're in that space, I think experiences are a really nice thing to get for people. And more, I think people appreciate those sorts of things. And again, there's experiences for everybody. If someone's into books, you don't want to buy them a book. There are book subscription services where every month they will get a box delivered to them with a book, an artisan gift, maybe some chocolate, a candle, something like that. There are beautiful, you know, spa experiences for people. As a tired mummy, I would never buy myself a day spa experience, but if someone got that for me for a Christmas gift, I would be so pleased. So I think if you're buying experiences for people, make sure it's tailored. Like, I would not like, you know, to go and drive a Porsche in Montello, for example.
Yeah.
So tailor tailor it to the person. And also, there's things like if you've a foodie in your life, do you know what I got my husband one year and he absolutely loved it because he's one of those people I don't know what to buy for. I got him a bread making course in like, I think it was Bread 41 or the Firehouse Bakery. And it was lovely. And it's also something to put in your diary then for, you know, January, February or whenever you want to do it and you're a bit depressed and the post-Christmas slump and all of that. You can go off and do your experience.
Now, so, there are all sorts of electronic bits and pieces, gadgets of various kinds, which seem very exciting when you see them.
They are. And I think these are the days, today and tomorrow are the days when you'll get dazzled. And if you're panic buying, you can sometimes think, look, at throwing money at the problem is going to solve everything. But like a gadget doesn't necessarily suit everybody. And bear in mind, if you're giving a gadget to someone, especially if it's a younger person, you're probably going to want to need to set that up and make sure it's up and running for them. So factor that in as well. It might just be a little bit more hassly than it's worth. So I think unless you know the exact gadget that the person wants, don't go in blind.
Do you remember back in the day they used to have the yellow pages or the golden pages? And the thing was, let your fingers do the walking. Yes. Now, of course, your fingers are on the keyboard and doing the digital walking, as it were. But often you see now when you go online, whether you might want to buy a nice bottle of, say, a particular whiskey or something for somebody as a present, out of stock.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. And in some ways, you've kind of left it a little bit too late in that regard. Like if today and tomorrow would not be the day to buy something online that you're hoping will arrive in time for Christmas.
Not
that ship
happen.
Has sailed. So it's either going to be something you need to print off, as in an experience or a gift voucher, or you're going to have to go out to the shops. And
there is one thing about a gift voucher, you know, it's impersonal and so on, but the value you're going to get in the Christmas sales and the January sales.
This is it. Or later in the year. Do you know what I mean? When we have that slump, what is it? You know, the 20th of January is the bluest day of the year. So they say, wouldn't it be nice to take yourself off for a little treat? I will say on the gift cards, do be careful. Some places will charge a maintenance fee on your gift card.
So it reduces all the time,
it does,
every year.
And there was statistics out that said, you know, last year something like 63% of people got gift cards, but only one in four were not used. So that's money down the drain, because after a year or sometimes 18 months, they'll charge a maintenance fee, could be as high as €3. So that money is declining.
Now, one last thing. I mean, we've noticed the trend over the last few years of people getting married. They've already lived together. They already have the ironing board, the sheets, the lot.
Or never use it.
So people get cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about cash? Is that best for teenagers?
I think it's ideal for teenagers. I mean, my kids now are 6 and 9, and my 9-year-old's even getting to that stage where he'd be very
happy. Give me money.
With money. He'd be happy with a little bit of money in a card. Again, I think to us as, you know, grown-ups, it can seem a little bit impersonal. But again, it's about tailoring it to the people. If it's a teenager, they're going to love you if you give them a little bit of money in a card, but your best friend might not. So just be careful.
Niamh O'Reilly, inveterate last-minute shopper. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.